Okay.
Chair Rothschild.
Present.
Vice Chair Mendoza.
Present.
Michael O'Connell.
Present.
Marian Chubon.
Present.
Glenn Perkins.
Present.
Kelly Kennedy.
Present.
Grady Scott.
Present.
All right, so everybody's here. Let's move to item two, approval of the meeting transcript of October 5th, 2020. May I have a motion to approve the transcript?
I make a motion to approve the transcript.
Okay, get a second. Seconded. Okay, we got a motion second to approve the transcript. Any other comments on this matter? Hearing none, it looks like we have to go to roll call again. Roll call.
Chair Rothschild.
Aye.
Vice Chair Mendoza.
Aye.
Michael O'Connell.
Aye.
Marian Chubon.
Aye.
Glenn Perkins.
Aye.
Kelly Kennedy.
Aye.
And Grady Scott.
Aye.
Okay, the transcript is approved by a vote of 7-0. Let's move on to item three, the public hearing on redistricting options. This is the time and place advertised for a public hearing to gather citizen input on city ward redistricting. Roger, how do you have, this is a little different than what I'm used to. How do you handle, do we have anybody here that wants to be heard?
We had one request to speak, Your Honor, but I don't see him present online.
Okay, well.
We're attempting to contact him.
Okay, well, we'll walk through the process. Before beginning the public hearing, staff will make a presentation explaining the role of the Redistricting Advisory Committee, followed by a description of the options under consideration for this public hearing. Mr. Clerk?
Good afternoon. This is Yolanda, Assistant City Clerk. So the Redistricting Advisory Committee was created by public initiative and adopted by voters in 1993. The responsibilities of the committee are to review relevant United States Census data to determine and advise the mayor and council whether redistricting in the city ward boundaries is necessary. If the committee finds redistricting necessary, hold at least one public hearing to gather citizen input and to make a written recommendation to the mayor and council no later than October 31st regarding the manner in which redistricting should occur. The committee reviews the population of the city every 4 years, and during the second year following the decennial of the U.S. Census, the population review was, the last population review was completed in 2018. Pima County consolidated and renumbered many precincts in November 2013, which resulted in precincts being split between wards. The current ward boundaries are defined today, as defined today, were adopted by the mayor and council on November 5th, 2014. The redistricting plans must be developed in accordance with the Tucson Charter regulations, requiring that the redistricting plans neither favor or disfavor any political party or person, nor dilute the voting strength of any racial or ethnic minority group. Additionally, the ward shall be contiguous and compact, and to the extent possible, the ward shall be equal in population as measured by the concept of maximum population deviation, or MPD. The MPD is calculated by dividing the total population of the city of Tucson by six wards, resulting in an ideal target population for each ward. The percentage of persons under, over or under the target population is the MPD for each ward. The overall MPD is calculated by adding the absolute values of the MPD for most overpopulated and underpopulated wards. The goal of each plan is to create an MPD of less than 10%, which the Supreme Court considers presumptively constitutional. The current MPD is 11.88%.
You're muted, Your Honor.
Thank you, Roger. Do we need to hear anything more regarding the recommendations before we go to the public hearing? That was the process, but I didn't hear anything about the recommendations.
Yes, Your Honor, I'll just kind of give a real brief overview of each one of the options. So option A, first option that is under consideration, will affect three precincts. Precinct 37 would move from Ward 1, Ward 3. Precinct 89 would move from Ward 3 to Ward 6. And Precinct 160 would move from Ward 5 to Ward 1. Those moves would move a target population of 12,096 residents between the wards. It would have the desired effect of reducing the population deviation from the current 11.88 to a overall MPD of 5.02%, well within the guidelines. It also accomplishes the fact that it does not dilute the Hispanic population or any minority population as a whole, and it also does not disrupt any of the boundaries of any registered neighborhood association. The second option, option B, would move one precinct from precinct 98 from Ward 5 to Ward 6. That would move a target population of 4,960 residents between the two wards. It would reduce the maximum population deviation from the current 11.88% down to 4.72%, also well within the guidelines. Likewise, it does not dilute the voting strength of the Hispanic population or the more minority population as a whole. It does not disrupt the boundaries of any registered neighborhood association, and it actually will do one other additional thing. It will resolve the split precinct of precinct 98 between the two wards and place the entire precinct within Ward 6. That's the two options that are before the public hearing this evening, Your Honor.
Okay, well, let's go then to the public hearing. This public hearing is scheduled to last for no more than 1 hour. Speakers are limited to 5-minute presentations. When called on to speak, please state your name, your address, and whether or not you live in the city. Mr. Clerk, do we have any speakers?
Your Honor, we had a request from Steve Atwood.
Is Mr. Atwood available to be heard?
Does not appear he's on, Your Honor.
Okay, but did we get any, because I saw that the procedure allowed for, did we get any written statements from anybody?
Yes, we did, Your Honor. We forwarded those to you this afternoon.
At what time?
I believe it was around 1 p.m.
Okay, let me ask. Well, first of all, let me go ahead and then close the public hearing. It doesn't appear that we have any speakers. I'm going to ask each of you as soon as we close the public hearing, if you've seen the written comments, as I'm looking for them myself. But anyway, can I have a motion to close the public hearing? Please.
This is
a motion that we close the public hearing.
Okay. Can I get a second?
A second.
Okay, we got a motion second to close the public hearing. Any comment on that? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'll ask anybody say no. All right, public hearing is closed. All right, so I'm looking, somebody help me along here. Okay, there it is. Okay, I see Mr. Atwood's request to speak. Okay. And there's supposed to be comments with that.
Your Honor, I have the comments available that I can read to the committee if you'd like first.
Let me make sure. I can go through them. I've got it now. We've got one from a John and Kathy Heil, their residence in Armory Park, Dale Sell, 4886 East Historic Street. We request our address be included in Ward 6 through the current ward redistricting process. Has anybody been able to check to see if anything we're doing changes their precinct?
Yeah, most of the comments that are related to this item are requesting to move a portion of precinct 246 from Ward 5 into Ward 6. This would be the Armory Park Del Sol neighborhood. It is a portion of
46. Is that where Councilman Kozacik, is that where Councilmember Fimbres lives?
Yes, it is, Your Honor.
Okay. So if the committee could kind of, you guys may have already looked through all this stuff. I'm going to walk through it real quickly. The second one is the same thing. We've always been mystified while we're in Ward 5 instead of Ward 6. It's the same thing. It's the same thing on number 3, number 4, the same thing. That clerk, he reads these things ahead of time. Number 5, the same thing. Number 6, I reviewed options, recommend option A. Option A provides districts that have like populations, most represent our community and equitable outcomes, from Anita Mendoza. Eva Carrillo Dong, she also prefers option A. Elvira Din also prefers option A. Okay. All right. So everybody's had a chance to see the written comments, I'm assuming. Okay. Well, then let's take some time, just hear everybody's thoughts and then think about what we want to send on or how we want to send on to the city council. So Grady, you want to go first? You got your hand up.
I do. Yes, sir. We're going to have to redo this again in a couple of years. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So anything we change is going to be affected by the 2022 census.
Could be. I mean, that's part of the problem is the problem is that we have to do this year because we potentially have an election next year and we're out of compliance. The second problem is that the following year, either us or whoever the council appoints is going to be doing this again, correct?
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Is that it from you, Mr. Scott?
It is. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Glenn? Okay, Glenn. Glenn, your audio's off.
I'm having a little bit of a problem going with option A. It seems like that is uprooting a lot more people than option B. We're taking some out on the east end and bringing some in on the west end. I just don't see where that's doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think option B is much simpler at this time.
Okay. Anything else, Glenn?
No, I just wanted to make that known.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Anybody else? Ms. Mendoza. At least your orange box went on. That's all.
Yes. Getting used to all of these different technologies. This is the only group that uses Microsoft Teams that I work with.
I've told the clerk that as well, Ms. Mendoza.
I do appreciate both the public comments that were submitted in writing and the consideration of the committee. In addition to the things that are already on record, The additional thing I wanted to make sure to draw our attention to is that option B has an additional side effect of increasing the Hispanic population in Ward 5 up to 87% from its current already high. Let me make sure that I am saying that correctly. A challenge, of course, with these computer screens is that they are, it's hard to look at multiple things at the same time. It does result in an increase to that population in Ward 5, which is already disproportional to the city. So although I agree it is not the simplest option that's being presented, I do think that the added complexity, which is still not particularly complex, it's three moves, results in a population over the course of all six districts that is much more equitable and reflective of the population of Tucson demographically.
Okay.
And I'm happy to explain more about that if anybody has questions.
Anybody else?
I didn't mean to raise my hand again. I apologize.
Anybody else? Okay. I mean, I here's where I'm coming from. Anybody can talk after that. My preference is also for option B for a couple of reasons. It moves less people. We're going to be looking at redistricting in 2 years. It actually does slightly better on the MP. And so I would want to keep it as simple as possible for now. Also, with regard to the compacting of districts, option A also compacts, increases the Hispanic population in Ward 1 by 1% as opposed to 2%. At the same time, it's going to be my suggestion, unless, well, and I could get outvoted one way or the other, but it's going to be my suggestion that we send both of these options to the council. And here's my reasoning for that. First of all, I can see that there's plenty of council aides on the call, so they know what the two options are. And I just think council's better served when they have options that they can discuss and decide. If we give them one option, certain people are going to be upset that we didn't send them both options. If we send them the other option, it's going to be the same thing. And I really think ultimately it should be council's choice. I think option, and I might have been confusing those, option A is well thought out. It does meet the requirements that we're trying to get to. And if this was a after census year, and we knew we were going, I think that the population's always best served unless there's a major problem with moving less people in consolidating precincts. But if it was an after census year, that would mitigate against that. So anyway, that's my thought. And again, I'm willing to listen to anybody else before we make a motion. I know that there's some that probably just want us in option A and some that just want us in option B, but I just think we're best served by sending both and let council decide. Mr. Scott.
How are we going to let people know that their precinct has changed?
Ms. Stash or Mr. Randolph? I mean, how does that work?
Sir, Your Honor, we'll send notification to the affected residents, letting them know that they have been moved into an additional precinct.
But that's after the fact, correct?
That would be after the fact, yes, Your Honor.
Okay. That answers your question, I think.
It does, thanks.
Okay. Anybody else? I mean, we haven't heard from Kelly or Marion. I don't believe.
Sorry, I had my hand up.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm not seeing you on the big screen, so that's my problem. Okay, Marion, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thank you. Yeah, I actually agree with sending both to the city council, but I just wanted to go on record regarding option A. I personally lean towards option A for reasons that we have discussed already in the last couple of meetings, which is that we're thinking about things in the sense of, you know, as Shirley mentioned at our last meeting, our Hispanic population is probably somewhere between 44% and 48% in Tucson, and option A and growing. So that's only, those numbers are only going to go up. And so as we're thinking into the future, there may be some even bigger changes that happen, but why not do what's right now rather than worry about how disruptive it is? I can't help but want to say on record that, you know, inconvenience is not necessarily how we should be making decisions when we're talking about a population that is historically marginalized in our community. And this option A handles it spreads some of the Hispanic population from a couple of wards that have very large populations, and so there's room for that. We're not doing any of the diluting. And so I just wanted to go on record saying that you know, Tucson, we're an amazing city. We can afford to take a little bit of extra effort to do what is right for the future of Tucson and that particular population. That's all I have to say. And as I said, I'm good with sending both options. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Kelly. I also concur that we should send both to council to review and consider, but I think I'm already on record that I prefer option A as well. I do think we have an opportunity to make an improvement. I understand we're going to make additional changes after 2022, but this is an opportunity not just to address the maximum population deviation, but to address some of the other things that Charlene and others have spoken to. So.
Okay. Any Mr. Perkins?
Yes, sir. I do. I think that both options should be sent to the council. I think they'll be able to look at that and make a better informed decision. I personally think they will probably choose option B because of what I see is that it's just moving a lot less people right now, and it's less disruptive. And I don't see how we're going to balance out, you know, the population, you know, exactly the way we want it when we're going to do this in 2 years with better numbers anyway. And so, but I still think that option B is the way to go, but I think sending both of those to the option A and B to the council would be prudent. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Anybody else?
Hi, this is Charlene Mendoza. I will go on record saying I personally believe we should just send the one option forward, and to me that's option A. But if it's the pleasure of the committee, it's perfectly fine, of course, to send both. I do think we've spent quite a bit of time in calculating and exploring demographic options, and I think this committee has a good understanding of the options we're presenting. I do think that there are two different perspectives that we're seeing. There is absolutely something to be said for simplicity. I'm a teacher, I'm all for simple. But I also think that there's something to be said for considering equity, which has been a topic of the mayor and council, particularly over the course of these last months. But more than that, I wanted to point out that most of our conversation has presumed that these changes in option A only impact Hispanic populations. And I did want to just draw the committee's attention also to the map that was provided by the clerk and gives you an opportunity to look into in live, you know, it, when you click on the precinct, it opens up all of the demographics, not just of the Hispanic and white population. And if you look at the demographics provided by the clerk, and thank you for that, it makes my life much easier when I don't have to calculate it myself. You know, it does change the overall minority population in the district, in the precincts as well. I'm sorry, in the wards as well. So I just wanted to make the comment that this isn't only looking at the Hispanic population, but at the minority populations as well.
Yeah. And you know, the issue with regard to fragmenting versus packing is so difficult. I mean, for instance, I think in option A, it's also increasing the, it is increasing by a couple more percent in Ward 5, but it's also increasing in Ward 1. And it's just real difficult, particularly in the way our city is laid out geographically. You know, it does increase a little in Ward 3, but again, those numbers are pretty minuscule, and you know, let the council beat their head against the wall. But anyway, okay, so if
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, real quick, I agree in sending both of them, but also to Charlene's point, understand that the good news is that the council will have all of this information and the committee's perspective, and in particular Ms. Mendoza's perspective on making that change, because this is going to be their decision anyway. So I'm thinking, just we're going to send, if we send them both the options, and then they can choose from the two that we send them.
Sure. And so that's my next question, Roger. So let's say we vote today, we're going to send both options. Do we have another meeting to review a report that you do, or are we done, or what's the next step?
Actually, Mr. Mayor, you have another meeting for the committee to write the recommendation to Mayor and Council.
The committee?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm sure Ms. Mendoza can do a good job of writing. Do we get any assistance from the staff in any way, shape, or form?
So what we would do prior to the next meeting, Your Honor, is we would create a shell of a recommendation for you and put in some basic language. Then you meet and you put your tenor and your flavor to that recommendation you want to actually meet.
Okay, that's perfect.
I am happy to up on that offer, Mr. Mayor. I'm happy to work on that.
Well, I think what's going to happen is, and when will we, assuming we're going to meet again next Monday at 5, as we're assuming, let's have a look at my calendar, we gotta look at our calendars, but when will we receive the quote shell or outline recommendation?
Ms. Mendoza, are you going to draft that, or did you want us to draft that?
If you are willing to draft the shell as Mayor Rothschild was talking about, I'm happy to put in the.
Yeah, I would prefer to get the staff document and let us have it for a few days, and then we can sort of do edits and sort of sit around as a group and talk about what that looks like. I think that would be a lot easier for everybody. So the question is,
we could have that out to you Thursday morning.
Yeah. Okay. And that gives us the weekend.
Yeah.
Kelly, were you adding anything or?
Sorry, I just said it would give us the weekend. I think we were talking at the same time.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
I guess my question is, well, if we get it Thursday, I mean, that's fine. It'd be nice to see kind of drafts that we could exchange between ourselves before then too, but I guess that's just a question of
if that we you can't do your
you are correct. Good catch. Okay. All right. And that's how we'll do it. Okay. So
excuse me. So we can't exchange between ourselves, but if we have input, we can send it to Shauna, correct? And then Shauna can distribute.
Yes, you can work through staff, but you can't just send it directly to you. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So when we get it on Thursday, we can make any additional edits or concerns and just send those through staff, and then it will be distributed to everybody. So we can do that. We can do some of the work beforehand so that we're not doing all the wordsmithing on, you know, Monday.
Okay, no, thanks for that, Marian. I guess my other question is, though, I guess you'll get out whatever that wordsmithing is to all of us Monday early afternoon, it sounds like. Or will you just bring it to the meeting?
No, once we send you the shell and you provide comments to us, we will share those with the committee as soon as possible.
Okay.
But we're not going to hold.
Okay, sounds good. Kelly?
Yep.
You're pulsing.
Uh-oh.
All right. If nobody has anything else or any other questions, I'll entertain a motion. It's the committee's pleasure.
Mr. Mayor, Glenn's hand is up.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Perkins.
Yeah, I did have one question. When we move precincts, is there any work to be done by the ward? Say Ward 3, if we get an influx on one end and we lose them on the other end, does Ward 3 office have to do anything, or is it just a switch on paper? And, you know, do they have to redo things so that they know who the new residents are in their ward and everything, or is that a lot of work?
Roger.
We would notify the individuals that they have been moved into a different ward and who their council member is. I'm not sure how each individual ward deals with their different varying precincts. Generally, they work through neighborhood associations. And since we're not really affecting neighborhood associations, that may not be a large impact, but we will provide as much assistance and support as we can to the ward offices to reach out to those new constituents within their wards.
So they do, the Ward 3 office is going to have to put some work into this if this goes through on option A.
It typically does require work on the ward's behalf to get established with those new residents within the ward.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else? Okay, I'd entertain a motion from someone. Mr. Scott?
I move that we adjourn.
Well, before we do that, I need a motion to send one or both of our...
Oh, right. I move that we send both options A and B to mayor and council.
Okay, can I get a second?
I would second that.
Okay. Any other discussion? We've had a lot, but any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody?
Aye.
Okay, anybody no? Okay. All right. So the future agenda item then is, well, sounds like the future agenda item for next week is to get a staff outline of what we will send to council, give us the opportunity to edit it, and then approve those edits. Does anybody have anything else for next week's meeting? Hearing nothing, we will move to item 6. And I'm assuming everybody's good with doing this next Monday at 5. I think it's important, hopefully, that everybody can be there. Okay, great. That being the case, I'll go back to, I should say, Pastor Scott, really.
That's okay.
Go back to Pastor Scott. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Everybody's favorite. Okay, that passes 7-0. Okay, we'll see everybody on Monday. Roger, you can't get it to us by Wednesday?
Pretty busy, Your Honor.
Okay, do you guys have a council? Do you guys have a council meeting? Do you guys have a council meeting next week? Oh, no excuse. All right, well, get it to us as soon as you can, and then that'll give us a chance to work on it, and we'll see everybody next Monday. All right, thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.